I usually walk to work in downtown at our little shoe store downtown on 4th Avenue, and I've been doing that now for 25 years. And, you know, many winters I've been frustrated by walks not being clear, and I've gotten in the habit, maybe like a lot of people, of calling the city's community standards office to report on shoveled walks sometimes along the way. But I finally came to the realization that that system is never going to give the pedestrian a continuous clear pathway from their door to the downtown, because the current system that assigns the responsibility for snow removal to each homeowner along the path, even when it functions at its best, you're not going to have everybody clearing their walk. The pedestrian is supposed to head out from their door and walk along for a ways until they come across an unshoveled walk, either because the person is out of town or they're an absentee landlord or they're not physically capable of doing the job, or maybe they're just lazy. But for whatever reason, the pedestrian is then supposed to phone in the complaint. And if the system is working as best as it might, that pedestrian might as well just pitch a tent right there for a couple of days waiting for the city to come out and put a warning on the person's door, and then another day or two for the person either to clear their walk or not, at which point the city is supposed to come back out and do the work and bill the homeowner. But in the best of circumstances, that system does not work well. And in this winter in particular, everyone's been overburdened. So it becomes clear that that the current system treating the sidewalk as, you know, a chain of thousands of individual links, each one given, you know, to each homeowner for them to do the work to clear it, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to take a continuous transportation corridor and divide it up into thousands of pieces and assign, you know, the responsibility for maintaining each one of those pieces to each homeowner. I say, if that system is working so well, you'd expect the telephone company to expect to assign the maintenance of their telephone wires to each homeowner that happens to be next to their telephone wire. A telephone wire only works when it's maintained in its continuity, and that's what a sidewalk is too. You know, if the current situation is working out so well, you'd think we'd assign every homeowner the responsibility to maintain the roadway in front of their house. But of course, it's absurd when you consider that if you were driving along, and even if every 8 out of 10 homeowners cleared the snow from the road in front of their house, it would not be acceptable to drivers. And, you know, it's time for pedestrians, I think, to assert their rights and to say that we deserve to be, you know, given the same opportunity to travel safely from point to point as automobiles are given. I believe legally driving is seen as a privilege, but we tend to treat it more as a right in this culture. And I think that mobility as a pedestrian or to a disabled person is a right, and we tend to treat it as a rare privilege.